You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, welcome in to our Bears post-game podcast on the House of L Network. I'm Lawrence Holmes, and that would seem like that'll be all for Matt Nagy, right? At the end of the game, you get undisciplined, confused Bears that show up, and they give up a long play that sets up a touchdown that makes them lose the game and pretty much puts an end to their season, with them now sitting at 3-7. Oh, there's not a ton to talk about in this game other than what it does for the big picture aspect of the Bears. Before we get into it, let me just say welcome, first of all. Thank you for joining me. And our podcast is brought to you by the fine folks over with Team Hochberg. My man David Hochberg does an incredible job of getting you into a new home or refinancing your old home. So if you're thinking about doing that, then you should give him a call. 855-56-DAVID is the way that you can call him. He's over there with Homeside Financial, and they're really good people. And they got me into my house very quickly. They can do the same for you. My closing took less than 30 days. Think about that. If you know, you know. And David Hochberg is the man. He can help you out, whatever your situation is. 855-56-DAVID or 56David.com. Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1124061. Okay, so these dudes gave up the longest drive of the game in the moment when you couldn't have it, with a minute 41 left and a backup quarterback, they allowed these guys to march down the field on them. That drive began on Baltimore's 28. And all you have to do is not let them score a touchdown. That's it. If you don't let them score a touchdown, you win the game. And if you win that game, you now look at Thursday and go, man, we can be at 5-6 with a little bit of extra time off, and we're good to go. We're back in the race. We can get back in the race. Here's the best part if you're a Bears fan. It's momentary hurt for something that probably feels like will feel like losing this game on a beautiful November day. Like, the sun came out, it's beautiful at Soldier Field, it's 50 degrees, you could actually walk around the city, like all this stuff. And it sucks. Like, I know people who went to the game, and it's like, man, it's just a giant waste of time. And you're thinking when you hear at 10:30 this morning, oh, Lamar Jackson's not playing? What luck for the Bears. But they don't seem to be able to capitalize on any of their luck at all. And what amazes me about the game plan that they had in this one for Justin Fields is initially it was exactly what you want the game plan to be. moving pockets, all sorts of stuff. And then it turned into something worse. It turned into the Andy Dalton offense, which they then used when Andy Dalton came in. Dalton threw for 200 yards. He was only 11 of 23. But a passer rating of 107.3. WGC. No, wait, that's a different frequency. Fields had a couple of moments, but wasn't very good, and then got hurt on a play that he probably should have given the ball to David Montgomery, who looked like he had daylight for forever. It's also interesting that, like, throughout the game, they didn't continue to update us on Justin Fields' status. As the week goes on, we'll find out if he's going to be able to play against Detroit. But it doesn't matter. Like, the season part of this, the Bears in a vacuum, the 2021 Bears season in a vacuum, it doesn't matter. Going forward, it matters for Justin Fields' development, but that's really now all that you're in it for. The Bears forfeited their opportunity for that game and subsequent games to mean more. And the reason why is because you had a chance to fool yourself. You had a chance to be like, oh, man, we're 4-6. We're playing the worst team in the league. On Thursday, we can get 2 wins in 4 days and find ourselves at 5-6 and making an argument of rallying to the end of the season. No. I saw some of the post-game comments before I turned on the old pod, and Robert Quinn said that this loss was sickening. You're damn right it was sickening. He played great for a big portion of that game. But when they needed to get to the backup quarterback, they didn't. And so Huntley ends up with 26 of 36, 219 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. And then you add to that 7 rushes for 40 yards for him in this game. And they win one of the ugliest games of the year. The Ravens are in a great position to make the playoffs anyway, but to win a game, and they've had all of these like crazy wins at the ends of games. They had the 66-yard field goal at the beginning of the season, like all of this dumb stuff that's happened with Lamar Jackson being sick. And now they get to be like, wow, we escaped. They escaped here. Your two quarterbacks, in whatever combination, Dalton Fields, were supposed to be better than the other guy. And this is a defense that isn't very good, even though it's skilled. It's a skilled defense, and it's got a great defensive coordinator. But you look at the rankings of where the Ravens were before this game. It was encouraging moving into this game that the Bears were going to have an opportunity to win. But they just gave it all away. And I don't know what sort of tap dancing that Matt Nagy can do for George and Ted and Virginia, but I wouldn't buy it. I'm not even sure if he called, I'd pick up if I were them. Because that path seems really clear to me.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
There are people that are already like, man, we should start thinking about Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace separately. You can go ahead and think about that if you want to, but this is the guy that he wanted. Ryan Pace wanted this guy to be the head coach of the Bears. And while we talk about development, there's been no development of the coach. Like, literally, the coach is gone backwards in what people think about him and the way the game looks when he's in charge of it. Everything has gone backwards. And this was just one of those, like, it would have been, I'm sure that he's going to kick himself. This would have been the game where you get to puff out your chest a little bit and say, no, we got it corrected. We are moving in the right direction. You get to do all that. You get to do all that Matt Nagy that he does when something positive happens. You get to do that. But not after this. Not after you were in a fist fight and you lost. Olin Cruz said something on the Score pregame show that I was writing down as he was talking about it this morning. And what it was if you look, if things even out and you don't have Lamar Jackson and you go, okay, it's a rookie quarterback versus a young quarterback that hasn't played. Then you start going, well, what about the coaches? And he went up and down. He was talking about Martindale, defensive coordinator. He was talking about John Harbaugh. And he was saying how at every step, the three major coaches, you had an advantage on Baltimore's side. And it played out at the end of the game. You had Bears defenders completely lose their minds at the end of it. I don't know how Sammy Watkins got that open. Like, it's crazy that he got open. And there he was, right there on the 3-yard line. Like, it's a mess. Like, all of it is an absolute mess. So I had gone into this game thinking about how there are really only three players that I concern myself with. And if you want to add in the young tackles, we can talk about them. My concerns are Justin Fields, Roquan Smith, Jalen Johnson. If Darnell Mooney, you can put on that list if you want. And it's crazy because I feel like Darnell Mooney, people think he's a possible one, but I don't. And I know that he had 121 yards. He had that on 16 targets. Now, most of that is not his fault. There were some bad throws. Two of them, he almost made into incredible catches. But I think that he's a complimentary receiver. I think he's a great number two. I think that's probably where he maxes out. Bears had two receivers that had over 100 yards receiving today. That doesn't happen very often. And to consider that they did it with Allen Robinson not on the field is amazing. But none of that matters because, like, Mooney probably matters going forward because he's still so young and seems to have a good rapport with Justin Fields. But you look at the rest of these guys. Like, I'm looking at the box score right now. I'm going to read off names. And when I read these names off, in your mind, or actually you can just talk, you know, you're listening in the car, or just scream out whether or not you think these guys are going to be here when the Bears are good. And I'm using air quotes for good. Darnell Mooney, probably, right? Marquise Goodwin, no. Jimmy Graham, no. Cole Kmet, Maybe David Montgomery. I don't think so. Jakeem Grant, no. Damir Bird, no. None of these guys outside of Mooney and maybe Kmet. The issue I have with Montgomery is not that he's not good. He's very good. But the lifespan of a running back in the NFL, like let's say that this is a 2-year process, what are they going to pay David Montgomery? I think that you can probably find someone who can do what he does, and you can just kind of churn running backs because that just kind of happens. It sucks. I like David Montgomery a lot. I think he's a very talented player. I'm just talking about the economics of it. I'm not sure that you would go out and say, that's a guy that we have to pay. So that's the only thing. But you look at it, you don't have a lot of pieces that are going to be here by the time you hope that the quarterback gets it together. And this was just a disaster, like a straight-up disaster in the way that they lost the game. So there's not much more to say than, hey, man, now the question is, how do they approach the rest of the season? And what does Matt Nagy do? Does he start taking risks? Because remember, that's how Riverboat Ron started. Like, he was going to lose his job, and then he started taking some risks. But I don't think there's enough games left, and I don't think this roster is good enough. And once Khalil Mack, he's like, you know what? I can't take this anymore with my foot injury. Once he's gone, I don't know if you can start really. That's another thing. It's another big question that you have is, what are you going to do with your defensive pieces? Because this thing, whomever takes over, it needs a major, major overhaul. I hope that what the Bears have done has opened up your Sundays. I truly do. Because today would have been a day to go do anything other than watch the Bears play. 50 degrees and sunshine. And now there's going to be, I think tomorrow, lows are going to be in the 20s. All sorts of dumb stuff. And here are the Bears ruining your Sunday for you. I appreciate you hanging out. I will be there all week this week. Well, I'm going to take Thanksgiving off, but I'm going to be there Friday. I'm going to be there Friday after the Bears-Lions game so we can talk about that nonsense. I appreciate your support in all things that I do. Thanks so much. Thanks to David Hochberg and Team Hochberg. If you're buying a home or if you're looking to refinance your home, he's the guy that you want on your side. 855-56-DAVID or 56David.com. Call him. Check out his website, 56David.com. You will not be disappointed. Oh, this week on House of L, Mitch Albom is going to be my guest. I will put that out about 24 hours from when you're listening to this, so it'll be available to you. It's really, really, really good. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.